and opinions of shows on
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's that time of the week again. It's Sunday.
I know. It keeps happening over and over again.
It does. Except for me. I missed last Sunday.
Yeah, we had a pretty decent show last Sunday.
So you and Wynn, you guys really went at it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it. I love Wynn.
Some good stuff going on. And yeah. You know, as always, Jefferson is busy as can be. Like that,
yes.
That duck sitting calm on the surface and just paddling like crazy underneath.
Yep.
So,
yeah, because there's a new shape to Jefferson. It's not just a square anymore.
Yes, we've, I think, effectively taken all of the good parts now.
Mm-hmm, pretty much. I think it looks like a Daniel Boone hat.
I thought it kind of looked like a fist with a finger pointing, like, ha, ha, ha.
But, in case you don't know what we're talking about the three,
yep,
three new counties.
Calaveras, Amador, and Tuolumne counties,
yes,
that are looking at joining on, mm-hmm, and going, hey, We got to do something different. We're getting killed here.
Yep. So if you're in any of those counties, there are Jefferson State committees that have been set up. They had a town hall down there.
Calaveras has their committee getting set. Amador and Tuolumne are kind of in the nebulous formation,
okay,
of getting, I guess Calaveras is kind of up and running already.
Yeah, because they had a town hall last week or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other two counties are kind of in the process of getting their guys,
okay,
together and figuring out what they need to do and where Calaveras is up and going.
Yeah. So if you have any questions about how to get involved in those counties, definitely head on over to soj51.net. And the webmaster over there can definitely, mm-hmm, get you in touch with those phone numbers and email addresses.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Tuolumne means Yosemite.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's really what it means?
Yeah, well, no, Tuolumne, Yosemite's in Tuolumne,
oh,
County.
Well, it's just native sounding enough. I was like, well, hey, maybe that is fun. Anyway, it's Sunday morning.
It is. It's early.
It's been a long week.
The weather's been up and down, and it's been a crazy week. It really kind of has been with, for many, many different things going on. So, but yeah, we are excited to officially welcome Calaveras County, mm-hmm. and very soon we'll be welcoming Amador and Tuolumne as they get fired off. things are progressing very well on the counties that are already going and seeking to get their declarations in. As you know, Shasta County is still trucking away and piling mm-hmm. in the signatures.
And there was a Keep It California presentation at Anderson last yes. Tuesday. I was unable to make it, so it was Robert. So if anybody out there listening, Jan Hanks, Jennings, Too Tall, are you out there, Too Tall?
Mm-hmm.
Call in and let us know what happened. That way we can have some firsthand accounts rather than just us relaying messages.
I heard they have a PowerPoint now.
Oh, a PowerPoint?
Yes, yeah, so
that's
now
my
you
PowerPoint.
Can visually see the stupidity of their argument.
Well, you know. Is it pretty?
I don't know.
Is there like little blinky lights, you know, money flying everywhere?
Little neon signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, is he on the line?
He is.
Oh,
well,
I didn't even hear the phone ring. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have our first caller already. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
We're waking up.
Well, Me too. I want to do silver and black today, buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, yeah, the thing I wanted to bring up is that Amador is having their first town hall.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we're going to be doing it on November the 17th in the evening, and it's going to be a combined town hall with Tuolumne and with Calaveras and with Amador.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of fun because the gal who started the committee the very first day, she got on Facebook, got her page up and running, and already had 100 people on it.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
The Calaveras Town Hall that Steve Bear did a marvelous job in,
mm-hmm.
It brought in 137 people.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's a good first turnout.
That is a good first start.
Also, we're moving ahead in Placer, and we have some other methods of moving ahead in these counties.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we were at the shoot yesterday, the mm-hmm. event yesterday, and... In Corning, it was very successful. The food was really good. We had quite a few people. It was a very, very good event. And it's fun to see, you know, business people, and it's fun to see people who are ranchers and farmers and folks that are folks coming out and supporting Jefferson and understanding that this is really something that's special.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there was a poll taken in Sacramento just a couple of days ago, and that poll stated that 66% or 61% of the people in that poll thought that Jefferson was the way to go.
Woohoo!
Yeah, what a comparison to where we were a couple of years ago in those polls, huh?
Yeah, how
that's
crazy
right, my
are
friend.
Jeffersonians?
Remember that L.A. poll, Red, that they did when we were first going here? It was like 27% for, and we were excited because nobody even knew what we were doing, and still 27% wanted it. Well, now,
in L.A., to boot.
You know?
Well, I always looked at that poll as a good thing because they asked 1,000 people that didn't have any idea what the free state was, and still 27% of them thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, that's kind of the way we took that. This one's really outstanding. So there's a lot of good things moving ahead. This Wednesday there's a Nuts and Bolts in Calaveras, and you're right, Red, mm-hmm. that county, boy, I'll tell you, they got people on board right away, and Tuolumne too. It's just it's fun to see all these things fall into place. We've got them all working together. They're all quite excited. I mean, mm-hmm. liberty's an exciting thing.
Yes,
freedom's an exciting thing, especially when you've been oppressed like we all have.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's I think that's all I've got on an update. You guys, I know, are going to have a great show.
Alrighty. Thank you very much, and thank you for the update. And,
sure.
And it is. It's I don't know if you guys have ever been through Calaveras and Tuolumne, and it's some beautiful country through there.
Mm-hmm.
It's good people. Yeah. It's exciting to have them
health
on board. I know of some other news that's coming that I can't disclose yet. We do that to you guys a lot, I know, but pretty exciting news that's coming out of somewhere else. We're pretty excited about that. I'll let you know just as soon as we can let the word slip mm-hmm. on that. Going to be fantastic. And as Jefferson continues to grow and the support that's coming on board, you know, like Terry pointed out with the poll, now that the word's out, we've got 61% out of a Sacramento poll.
Not even part of Jefferson. Sacramento.
Saying, hey, yeah, this is the way to go. From, you know, 2 years ago, 27% of the people who didn't even know what we were doing thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, and it as it continues to grow, the people that are starting to come on board and starting to coalesce around it, the business owners, the people that, and I think a lot of it is over the last 2 years, Jefferson has given them something to compare to. You know, they see what California does to them, mm-hmm. and they say, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to pack up, and I got to leave the state, and I don't want to do that. I love living here.
Yeah.
But now they're going, every time California hits them with something, they're going, man, maybe Jefferson's not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Red?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing that we can't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Boy, we were inundated with emails on that yesterday, but I will throw out this hint. And you're going to laugh when I say it. It's about time, isn't it, buddy?
Thank God. It is about time. And and you know, I think it's I'm excited because
yeah.
it's
about
perfect
time.
Because we really do get the best parts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get off here
before anybody accidentally says something.
Yeah.
Have a great day, you guys.
It's fun to put out the teaser.
Yes.
It is. Have a great day.
Yeah. And he is absolutely right. It is about time.
Yeah.
But really, really excited
about
it.
And when we tell you guys, maybe a couple weeks, maybe, hopefully.
It depends. I'm hoping no more than 2 weeks we get to let you in on the secret.
Yeah. And in case you've missed a couple of the shows on vacation or something like that, the last secret that we told everyone was that
Steve Baird
Senator
is running.
Baird, soon to be Senator Steve Baird. Yeah.
Yep, soon to be Senator Steve Baird is running for Senate District 1 against former incumbent Ted Gaines. So, and we may have some other news coming along election fronts too on people running.
Mm-hmm. Here locally in Shasta County.
Well, of course we've got Janet Chandler who's going to be the supervisor for District 3, mm-hmm. and you know could not ask for a better lady that's willing to stand up and defend the people,
mm-hmm.
and you know really understand that Shasta has to come first. That Shasta County is what her job is. It's not to, you know, work for the interests of California and then enable that in Shasta County. It's to work for the interests of Shasta County mm-hmm. and the people in her district.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for when she's going to be on the board. excuse me. Getting over a sinus infection the last couple of days and still just kind of a little clogged up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and there may be a couple other things coming on that front, too. So
mm-hmm. okay.
we've got some things going on. And we probably better slip off to our first break.
Yeah.
Is Gary on the phone right now? Gary, if you'll stick with us through the break, we'll get to you right back as soon as we're back after this.
Yeah, and if you have any questions or comments, if you were at the Keep It California meeting for Anderson, if you want to talk about any of the town halls that have been going on, if you were down at the shoot down in Tehama County, then please call in. Let people know what you saw, what you thought, all that fun stuff at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. Again, if you have any information about the Anderson City Council, about the clay shoot down in Tehama County.
We were informed in the chat room that their PowerPoint does have a whole four slides.
Feel free to call in throughout the show today at 605-4567. And we do have our first caller, Gary. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Gary.
All right. I was at the Anderson City Council meeting.
Awesome.
And as were about, I think probably about 20, 25 of my our compatriots, not to sound too one-sided, obviously, I was amazed at our loyal opposition, the Democrats, to keep California bankrupt. But I think there are about five or six of them. And the lady that gave the presentation, help me out. She's
was she the chairman of the Democratic Committee in Sierra County?
Was it Cindy Ellsmore?
Yeah, yes, that lady. She has a position she wants to protect, doesn't she? High in government.
Not anymore. She's collecting her retirement from it.
Ah, great. Yeah. Anyway.
I do hope somebody asked her how she feels about her own county now being in for Jefferson.
Yeah, that was interesting. she has no enthusiasm. I know she must have given that presentation before. Am I right? Against you people in different different counties, or did they use somebody different?
Usually it's Cindy.
Yeah, but they didn't have a PowerPoint before. This is the first time they had four slides.
Well, it wasn't. I was amazed. Part of her presentation was erroneous, but enough of that. The big gap. Our presentation by many speakers was heartfelt, and I think that everybody made a good personal connection with the. With the Anderson City Council and the people, because that's what the presentations were about, is the people, how the people would be affected and would benefit. And each one was just a great, great presentation. And like I said, heartfelt and energetic, whereas... the other side. So anyway,
I
thought it went very well, and I was watching the body language of the city council, and they were with us with the exception of one, of course. Mm-hmm. But four, and they were smiling, and they were glued. Their attention was given wholeheartedly to each one of our speakers. So yeah. Anyway, it was great.
Good.
It was great.
I'm glad to hear that. And I think it's more powerful when the council's listening to people from their own city rather than someone that's, you know, it does carry a lot more
weight.
Away.
Yeah.
Oh, that was something else. Terry did his presentation through the Pledge of Allegiance. And it was neat how he blended that in with what he had to say.
Oh,
and he
cool.
also mentioned that that group has no representation in Shasta County, Redding, or Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up here trying to tell us how we ought to live.
Yeah.
So yeah. And we've found one of the best things that we can do is just keep it California talk.
Yeah, the more they talk,
oh, yes,
the more.
Yeah, you are right. Cold. I remember you telling me that at the Tea Party meeting. Just let them talk themselves into a hole.
Mm-hmm.
They do every time.
So, okay, enough of me. Thanks. Great show as usual. Have a fine weekend.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
That is one thing I've noticed a lot with Keep It California is when the folks go up to speak, they speak from they're just cold and clinical, like. It's not going to happen, period, end story. Stop talking about it. Go home. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's fear. Straight fear of the unknown. And, you know, yeah, you know, it can be very frightening to go, okay, we don't know exactly what Jefferson's going to be like, but for Pete's sake, it can't be any worse than California.
Well, that's
it can only be better.
They've even been told that before by boards of supervisors.
Yeah.
That actually happened in Lake County where one of the boards of supervisors
mm-hmm.
looked right at him and said, the only ones doing any fear-mongering here is you.
Yeah.
You're the only ones that are not backing up your data and spouting off all of these pie in the sky, what if.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, listening to Cindy Elsmore talk is like listening to paint dry. You know, I almost feel sorry for the lady.
Yeah.
Probably just needs to be taken out back and given a good shagging, put a little life into her. But, you know, it's... What? It's true. I mean, I do. I feel kind of bad for her.
I do apologize. For anybody who may be offended by Robert.
What's offensive about that?
What's offensive about that? This is a family show.
That's why I used the proper term.
Goodness sakes.
Well, anyways, like I said, she's listless and lifeless. And, you know, maybe
I'll give you that much.
Maybe she just needs a little love. So...
All you need is love.
Love.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, cold, lifeless, yes.
Yes.
Now my train of thought is gone.
Well,
I'm just
sorry.
Like, oh, my gosh.
We have some people that are asking how close are we in Shasta County. I don't have the exact count on the signatures since the last round of things,
mm-hmm.
but I know that we are close.
I know that on last Friday before that, I think it was, we were down at the Anderson Walmart. And in about 4 hours, the gals there and the couple of gents who were with them ended up getting 160 signatures
mm-hmm.
in like 4 hours. And I think they said they were up to 20,000 signatures, something
yeah.
like that.
And
it's pretty good.
It sounded like we still may be moving ahead in Shasta Lake City too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm feeling really, really good. Shasta County's in as a declaration mm-hmm. of the people.
And we already have 12 counties. So that's the total number, in case anybody's wondering what our total number is right now. It is 12 that are mm-hmm. in with their declarations done and everything. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's and we've got more that are on the cusp and then
mm-hmm.
doing the process. And,
mm-hmm. and there's, what, 22 in play total?
I've got to read... We got to redo the number with the three new ones and then the other thing. 25?
25?
No. 25 and a half?
There's quite a few. There's more than what we originally, quote-unquote, planned for two and a half years ago.
There's a lot more than what we originally planned for.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that have changed.
Lots of movement. Yeah.
Probably better slip off to our next break here.
Yes.
And dive into some...
And what's that phrase you always use? You're going to go in a closet and flog yourself or something?
Go in the closet and beat myself?
I'm going to go get you some soap. and you can wash your mouth out.
I don't feel I didn't say anything bad this time.
Goodness sakes.
Just trying to help Lady out.
If you have any information about anything going on in Jefferson or just want to call in, got any questions or anything, feel free to call us at 605-4567. Hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owens Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
All you need is love.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta love the Beatles.
Bob! I was getting a train of thought back.
Good song, Bob. Good song.
So. I just got him under control.
It's my job to derail your train of thought. That's what I do.
Oh my gosh.
With some of the new counties coming in and some of the new people that are mm-hmm. coming on board, there's been a lot of questions popping up on the Facebook pages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the process?
Yes.
Now, I know for you veterans, you guys have heard this talked to death.
So go get some refills on your coffee.
And been beaten on and beaten on. But we do need to revisit it for the new people. And, you know, it doesn't hurt people to brush it up. So.
Well, it's a good thing. It means that there's new people on board that mm-hmm. don't know yet how much we're growing. So we have to constantly remind people, oh, this is how it's done.
Yeah.
So.
And they, so the county expresses interest. Some people will get together. You know, we ask that there be at least a group of four or five that are interested and willing to work together. Mm-hmm. And they'll contact the Jefferson leadership and everything, and then we'll figure it out and get somebody down there to, you know, help talk to them and explain some things to them. There's a lot of back and forth on the phone and, mm-hmm. and things like that. And then they'll prepare for a town hall like Steve Baird did for Calaveras County mm-hmm. just a little bit ago. And then from there, often you'll find a lot of volunteers and people that want to be on the committee from the town hall.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of where it first grabs traction and starts to work. And then you start people working on the signatures, because as we've shown in several counties now, the signatures can be vital depending on what your board of supervisors looks like and how much they represent the will of the people.
even beyond that, even if the county is all for it and supervisors are, having a stack of papers of thousands of people is like,
mm-hmm.
this is who wants it. They couldn't come today because they're working or they're out of town or they're at their kid's baseball game. But this is thousands of people who agree with us.
Yeah, it's powerful.
That's something Keep It California has never had. I'd just like to point that out.
They seem to have an issue with the will of the people.
Yeah.
So, you know, especially the, well, anyways, I'm not going to get into that.
Yes.
I already got in trouble once. So, but, yeah, so they start on their signature gathering, mm-hmm. and that does several things. It allows them to get familiar with the message. Mm-hmm. It gets them used to talking to people. It gets them, because, you know, a lot of these people have never done anything like this before.
Most of them.
They're not used to going and speaking in front of boards of supervisors or city councils, and it can be intimidating. You know, and so through the process of gathering signatures, they become comfortable with the message. They become comfortable with talking to people. They are, you know, I've often made the statement that there are politicians that would probably kill each other to have the ground game that the state of Jefferson does right now.
Oh, yeah.
In every single county. All right, we got a phone call here real quick, and then we'll come back to explaining the process for people.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Hello, it's Jim. Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Sorry,
hey,
Jimmy.
Hey, I learned a lot listening to this show, and one of the things, the misnomers that people say is we could not afford State of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty good at doing that argument. The other argument that I come across a lot is people saying, oh, the governor needs to sign off on it and the president needs to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you really quickly, in a nutshell, now or before the break, go through the steps of how to implement the State of Jefferson?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm going to write it down so I can, you know, tell people this. And I'll listen to my, I'll listen to it off the air, or, you know, off the air.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, we can definitely do that for you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Article 3, Section 4.
Section 3.
Yeah, Article 4, Section 3, when it talks about the state split and forming mm-hmm. a new state from within the boundaries of one or more states, says that it must be approved by the state legislatures.
Which is simply the Assembly.
The Assembly and the Senate.
That's it. By a majority of 51%.
And then it has to go to Congress to be approved by the same number. It's actually in the Constitution. Nowhere does it mention the governor having to sign it, the mm-hmm. president having to sign it. It has to be approved by the legislature, and it has to be approved by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it is denied under either one of those reasons, because the reason that we're petitioning for separation is absolutely directly about representation that we're guaranteed in the Constitution.
As a Republican form of government under Article 3 of the Federal Constitution.
Article 4, Section 4.
Article 4, Section 4.
4. Yeah, we've got 3 and then 4.
Yes.
So, the argument that we're making is for the separation, but the separation is predicated upon representation that we're being denied,
mm-hmm.
and the other leg of that argument is the harm that we're being caused because we're being denied our representation. So even if our state legislature denies us, now they have directly and purposefully continued to cause us harm, which gives us the ability to go to a court case to revisit the representation, the representative model in California.
And this has been done many times since 1964
mm-hmm.
with Reynolds v. Sims. That's why we talk about Reynolds v. Sims law. It was overturned in Wyoming, Jefferson County, West Virginia, another Jefferson County, Alabama.
Yeah.
Are you getting the theme here? A lot of Jefferson overturning Reynolds v. Sims.
Yeah, Saylor versus Tulare Water. Yes. There's
a lot of it.
There's a lot of precedent for the case that we're actually going to make
mm-hmm.
if our legislature denies us. And then what could happen is several different things. They could say, okay, yeah, there's a problem here. You guys sit down in a room and see what you can talk it out. And if you can't, it comes back to the court.
Mm-hmm.
Or the court could say, you know, no, absolutely. Your unconstitutional form of government is causing harm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to look at creating a separation. There's several different methods. One of the best ones that I think that could happen is that the court actually refuses to take up the case because they have no place within
mm-hmm.
dictating the state government. And if the court refuses to hear that, that means that they have no right to interfere with how the state government is set up, which means California's whole argument of, oh, we screwed you out of your senators because of Reynolds versus Sims is invalid. And then that once that is proven to be a lie, they are liable for all of the harm that they have caused over the last 50 years with it.
Because one thing that people don't really understand is, let's go back to the formation of the United States and the three branches of government. The judicial branch is simply an advisor to Congress to state whether or not a law that has been passed by Congress mm-hmm. is actually in line with the Constitution. They can't overturn it. They can't change it. They can't say, oh, it's actually a tax, never mind. They can't do anything but simply tell Congress it's either constitutional or it's not constitutional. And it's at that point that Congress decides, well, we're either going to do it or we're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, they can't force law to be written. Mm-mm. They can't force law to be changed. They can't.
They cannot change a state government. They cannot change a state law. They can simply say whether or not they believe that it's constitutional or unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And that's where when California says, oh, we have Senate by population and House by population because of Reynolds v. Sims, that's them having a fundamental misunderstanding of the government that was set up by our forefathers.
Absolutely.
And it's that simple.
So, in short,
you go to your state legislature
mm-hmm.
and they take a vote, 51% of both houses, yay, now you go to Congress. 51% vote in both houses, yay, you're a new state.
And then you have
the Constitutional Convention and all that.
Either one of them says no, we show that we're being caused harm and take them to court too,
mm-hmm.
so that they can show why they're saying no
mm-hmm.
and what they can do to rectify it. And in the Constitution, nowhere does it say that the governor or the president are involved in any way, shape, mm-hmm. or form.
And there is no popular vote. There is nothing like that.
Nope.
When I was down at the Anderson Walmart, a gentleman came up and said, well, the governor will never sign it. I go, well, we don't need a governor to sign it. Whatever. It's cool. He goes, well, the president will never sign it. And I go, well, we don't need the president either. And he goes, well, America won't vote for it. Well, America doesn't have to vote for it. And so
somebody will make Jerry Brown an offer he can't refuse.
Hopefully he won't be in office at that point.
They'll reelect him.
Probably.
Watch him do it.
Gosh. But yeah, you don't need any of that. You just need the Assembly, the
mm-hmm.
Senate for your state, the Senate and the House for Congress, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move into your Constitutional Convention, and it's not like on September the 12th we're going to have, you know, the state of Jefferson. September 11th we were California. No, you're going to have 3 or 4 years of separating everything out. I mean, it's a divorce. That's what it is. It's a divorce.
Yeah, hopefully an amicable one.
Hopefully.
Yep. So, in short, and probably better sneak off to our last break, and then we'll get back into kind of explaining the early process for folks that are just kind of coming on board.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
If you have any more questions or comments, we'll probably be able to take a couple of calls. Call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room and toss your questions in there at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buena Ventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. And donate now to show your support.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We're going to run through the process for some of our newer listeners and just to remind our older listeners.
Yep,
and then we got a phone call that we're going to run to after that.
Yeah, we'll be to you in just a second there, Nick, but we want to finish this up.
Mm-hmm.
So where we were is people form their committee. They start collecting signatures. It gets them used to the message. It gets them good with talking to people. They begin contacting their board of supervisors and different city councils and kind of feeling them out and seeing where they're at. And that kind of designs the process from there. You know, do we have a board that's positive towards this? Do we have a board that's kind of curious?
Yeah, which route do we need to take?
Do we, you know, have a dyed-in-the-wool communist that's going to sit back and throw poo? We've seen that.
Yeah.
So from there, they kind of take it, and that designs what they're going to do. And if they have a board that's, you know, curious or wants to hear, you know, what's going on, they'll do a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Usually Mark Baird will do that, or, you know, somebody that's very, very well versed on the different things that you're going to get hit with.
All the different facets.
And then from there, they can get a vote of the board to declare to that they want representation upon pain of separation from the state of California. And collecting signatures the whole time. Or if the board does not want to respond to the will of the people, and it is the will of the people, they can collect enough signatures to represent 51% of the people that voted in the last gubernatorial election and have a declaration of the people.
Or you also have the middle one of the board may say, well, we want to do a vote of the people put on the next election. I believe Lassen County is doing that still.
Yeah, Lassen Lake.
Lake did
They've done that.
Tehama County did it. And then usually it's an advisory vote.
Well, what Lake and Lassen did is they have a seat at the table. Okay.
Yeah.
And what it is they've declared, and if the separation becomes imminent, at that time they will take a vote of the people.
To see if the people still want this, once they see what it's going to be like, what the terms of agreement are, all that.
So each county has been a little bit different in their own manner.
Yeah.
But once those declarations are done, they go to the Secretary of State, and now you have an entity. You know, either the Board of Supervisors representing a county or the people of that county themselves. Petitioning for redress of grievances, which cannot be denied under the Constitution. It's filed with the parliamentarian and the Senate pro tem. And now the ball is kind of in their court. They can try to ignore us. I wouldn't suggest that. they can try to kill it off through different things. I wouldn't suggest doing that either. At any time, you know, there's several different questions of what can happen. But in a very fast nutshell, that's essentially
how
the start of... of getting it to the legislature. So, all right, we better get ourselves off to Nick here while we got a couple minutes left.
Good morning, Nick. How are you today?
I'm absolutely terrific, and good morning to you, too. Hey, listen, I'm wondering is if you get some people like from Keep It California that really don't want this, what's to keep them from filing some kind of a lawsuit and having it tied up in appeals courts and that kind of stuff?
What exactly would they file in a lawsuit against?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure they can come up with something.
This
maybe they don't think the Sims versus Reynolds is a fair deal. They got a fair shake. You know, they things can get tied up in court whether they have a legitimate argument or not, and I'm just wondering if there's a possibility of that.
I think that the hardest part to answer about that question is, let's say that we do end up going to court and Reynolds v. Sims is, you know, the court won't overturn it, and they say just take the state of Jefferson and go away. Well, would Keep It California, you know, start their appeals process in Jefferson or in California?
Well, hopefully in Jefferson, so we can tell them to just go home.
Well, really, at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're petitioning our government for redress of grievances, which we have constitutional surety that we can do. So I'm not sure how they would ever litigate us for that.
Well, I hope they don't, and I was just curious about that, and thank you so much for taking my question. Have a great day.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Nick.
That's an interesting question. I'll have to marinate with that one for a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Yep. No, I could... I'm just turning my head, and I'm not sure where they could make a case. I'll have to think about it some more, but I don't see where they could.
Yeah, I think that would be a little bit hard.
And then looks like we got Sally on the phone.
Good morning, Sally. How are you today?
Good morning. Very good. Thank you. I just wanted to call in the last commercial. It said something about donating, and I wanted to let the people know that we are now up and running as a 501c4.
Okay.
So you can go to our webpage, soj51.net, click on the donation button, and please donate. We will need financial backing when we go to court. And whatever you can give. I know there was a gentleman on the call last week wanting to know where he could donate. And so now we are officially up and running.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sal. And again, that address is soj51.net. And that's where you can get all of your financial information. That's where you can get a hold of anybody in any of the other counties and stuff like that. It's a wonderful website. And
all right. Thank you, guys. Good show.
And now we're off to the husband. Hello, Terry.
Hey, guys. Sorry to call back again, but I can answer that legally for Nick.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. The thing is that we're basing our arguments on the First Amendment, the right to redress grievances, which is our constitutional right, and Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution, which states that all power is inherent in the people.
Mm-hmm.
And to paraphrase it, basically the government simply needs to adhere to whatever the people want. And when they want to change something because the public good is being jeopardized,
mm-hmm.
then the people have the right to do it. Now, what would happen is if somebody tried to file something against a grievance, which is what we're doing here, against the First Amendment, we could take them to a Title 18, Section 241 or Section 242. 241 would be basically that people can be prosecuted criminally up to 10 years for trying to stop us from having our constitutional rights. So that wouldn't hold water, and I would suggest anybody from Keep It California that would be listening to this probably would take that into heart. That's the U.S. Code, by the way. Title 242 would mean under the color of law. So if you are someone who is someone who works for the county or maybe even has worked for the county and you decide to do something like this, that also not only comes with a possibility of being convicted criminally for trying to stymie someone's constitutional rights, but it also you could be sued civilly. So I think that answers it.
I think they're shaking in their boots now, Terry.
Yeah, so
that was very official.
I just want to answer Nick's question, and
that's awesome.
And again, that's Title 18, Section 241 and 242 of the United States Code.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, kids, have fun.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye.
That was very official. I am impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
So again, I don't see where they have any kind of standing to go after us.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be a good idea.
Well, they do want to keep it California. They didn't really start at a good idea point, you know?
I'm still waiting for one of them to give me one single reason that California is so fantastic that we would want to keep it that way.
Because the topography is so beautiful.
That's right. The mountains and the oceans are going to pick up and move.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
We
won't have
baseball.
A professional baseball team. Oh,
yeah.
Sweet old Francie.
Sweet Mike. Oh, I can't say that either.
Oh, I'll never forget that. That was a priceless moment.
Yeah.
I can't live in a state where there isn't a professional baseball team.
So what you're saying is you'll move? Oh, so where were we?
We were
explaining the process of what was going on. So I think we covered that really quickly in a nutshell, kind of how it goes. And then, you know, that's phase one, getting it to the California legislature.
So they can figure out what to do with it.
Yeah. We're looking at phase two, bringing legislature from those petitions to the body so that they can do what they will with it. And then, to a certain extent, it's kind of out of our hands until we see what their response is.
Yeah. And I'm really hoping that it doesn't go to court case. I really do. But, you know, with California, California politics, I mean, you know, everybody knows how it goes.
Well, so. here's the problem that I have
mm-hmm.
is with any amount of self-preservation, which I believe most California politicians have a lot of, they would recognize that giving us Jefferson is the easiest thing for them.
Yeah.
But it takes a degree of intelligence and understanding of the law to understand why, if they don't give us Jefferson, their self-preservation is in danger. And it's that whole understanding of the law and a degree of intelligence that I worry about.
Yeah.
I don't think they possess either in great quantity.
Yeah, especially when they're all together.
Yeah. Yeah. Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups.
So. Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. So, it essentially, once we ask the question, it's up to them. And if they understand the constitutional premises that we're going under,
mm-hmm.
If they deny us what we're capable of doing and changing the landscape of politics in California, if they really kind of want to keep it their way and do it their way, they're going to let us have Jefferson. They're not that smart. They got a rude awakening.
They're
going
to have to fight for it. Yeah. All right, well, this is the Jefferson State of Mind. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9. And it is time to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
I was born and raised in the boondocks. One thing I know, no matter where I go.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A new poll suggests that Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson are benefiting from a wave of anti-establishment feeling. The AP GFK poll finds that 7 in 10 Republicans say Trump could win the election. 6 in 10 say the same for Carson. The two men have been criticizing each other lately, though Carson is trying to stay above it.
Everybody has their own personality, and if he'd like to do that, that's fine. That's not who I am. And I don't get into the mud pit.
He was a guest on NBC TV's Meet the Press program this morning. Forecasters say the deluge in Texas is finally nearing its end. More than a foot of rain has drenched parts of the state since Friday, shutting down busy highways and derailing a train. One man is missing after being swept away by floodwaters near San Antonio. No deaths have been confirmed, though nor major destruction. A key conservative voice believes GOP Congressman Paul Ryan can be